Thousands of Shiite Muslims protested peacefully last night outside the headquarters of the U.S.-led coalition in Baghdad. They accused the occupation force of doing little to stop a weekend of ethnic bloodshed in the north and an attack on an important Shiite cleric in the south. NPR's Anne Garrels reports that a complex web of ethnic disputes and violence within the Shiite community is adding to instability in Iraq.
An outbreak of shooting between competing Kurds and Turkmen in the north was followed on Sunday by a bomb attack on a leading Shiite cleric in the holy city of Najaf, spiritual home of Iraq's Shiites. His family has cooperated with the U.S. administration in Baghdad. The cleric survived, but three of his bodyguards were killed, and at their funeral yesterday, many expressed fears about what lay ahead. The prospect of rivalries among Shiites, who are the majority in Iraq, is of particular concern to U.S. officials. Shiite clerics have been locked in a power struggle. Older, established ayatollahs advising patience with the U.S. occupation are confronting a younger, more militant faction determined to found an Islamic state. The senior clerics would not say who was responsible for the bombing, but behind the wall of official silence is the belief the militants want to take advantage of chaos and bloodshed. The militants are led by a 30-year-old cleric, Muqtada Sadr. Though he has no formal standing, he is heir to a revered family, and he enjoys popular support amongst the poorest of the Shiites. He has opposed the occupation and has stopped just short of calling for violent attacks against American forces. U.S. officials are loath to take action against Sadr, fearing they would just make matters worse. They have urged senior ayatollahs to act against him instead, but they too do not wish to confront Sadr head-on. The Shiite establishment says Sadr's appeal among the poorest puts more pressure on the U.S. to establish security, jobs, and electricity, saying this is the only way to deter Shiites from joining the extremists. Behind these ethnic and religious disputes are also questions of outside interference. In addition to remnants of the former regime, U.S. officials and some Iraqis believe Iran and Turkey, each for their own reasons, are supporting unrest in the belief an unstable Iraq is in their interests. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.